Hi, and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Today's topic is life advancement on St. Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine to all of you. First of all, let me give you the numbers in case you want to call and have a session with me, ask questions on the phone, share ideas. You're welcome to do that. 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. This is U.S. toll-free, or U.S. and Canada toll-free as well. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line at 001, which is the international dialing code for U.S., 530-876-5222. Welcome again with Vincent Sandin. Please remember you can go to my website, which is www.joycelestial.com, and sign up for my newsletter, which you will receive twice a month with some tips, tricks on how you can live a super conscious life in your life and apply that super conscious universal power in your day, every day. Super conscious metaphysical principles that will allow you to advance in life according to the tradition of Kriya Yoga, mainly, and through my experience and through what I've studied and through my direct contact with you as well. So go there, sign up for this newsletter, or you can also become a free member of the website, and what happens is that you will have access to the free material section where you can read excerpts from my books and download, actually listen online to some of the materials of the teachings of courses that I made, and there are some recordings that are not yet available, and they're about how to develop your intuition. But this development of intuition, which I call divine intuition, is not the usual kind of psychic ability development that we hear so much nowadays. So just go there and have a look at it and learn the techniques that are great you can use every day in your life. And another thing that I would like to say, now I'm working with a company that provides yoga holidays in Thailand, in a beautiful, fantastic island called Kongai. And this island is one of the most beautiful islands in Thailand. And these holidays are not expensive at all. So if you really are in need of a holiday, this could be a great time, a great opportunity to spend some time together. Do yoga twice a day, in the morning and the evening. Do meditation together, and we will develop the retreat, let's say, organically as it goes, according to the needs of the group, and we will do many other experiences that are extra in there, according to their own needs. And you can ask me questions, and there's no problem. I'm going to take you through certain processes according to the needs. Okay, so just go there, and the website that you have to go to check this out is www.yogatraveler.com. Traveler is with two L's. So yogatravelers.com, and then you will see that they have many locations. And just go to the Thailand location and see when the dates are. And there are usually twice a month. So at any time you want to come, you can just book even in advance. And if you book in advance, it would be easier because the flights will be much cheaper. This is a good time to come here in Thailand right now. It's a beautiful place. It's really fantastic. And you can book the flight right now and in advance and have a discount, or either come at this time, which is the perfect time because the weather is great. It's not too hot. It's not cold. The weather is nice. There's the sun. The sea is beautiful. I mean, if you need a vacation, just go there and have a look. Okay? But today we have to talk about life advancement on St. Valentine's Day. And let me tell you right away one thing. Every time there is a celebration in the world where all people of the world are celebrating just one thing, like today, St. Valentine's Day, these are days that are powerful because as we go deeper into the understanding of the awareness within us, we understand that we are connected, and this means that if the world, the subconscious energy of the world is going in one direction, we have a powerful support. But now, let me explain right away. that right away. And we're going to go deeper into the concept a little bit later. And at the end of this hour, I'm going to guide you through a technique, through exercises, where you can put into practice whatever I've been saying to you today. But let me tell you right away, this is a great day to plant new seeds. Because even if you're not engaged, if you don't have a partner, or if you have a partner, you can plant new seeds. Because whatever you have lovingly wished today has come for planting new seed for those wishes. And remember that. And as you do that, you have fertile ground to make it grow, because the subconscious power of everyone is working in one direction. And what I can say is, in my own experience, yesterday was a great day, because today in Thailand is already Sunday, so we passed that date already. But in U.S. is still St. Valentine. And what happened yesterday to me, I'm going to say as it is today, so you in U.S. can relate to that. Today was an amazing day. I moved apartment. I reaffirmed love with my friends and with everyone around me. And it was just a moment where my life turned into a new direction. And just before that, there was a moment of confusion, because the house where I was staying in Thailand was beautiful. And Thailand is usually a very safe place. No matter what you hear on the news, that there are riots, that the airport was blocked, actually, these are things that happen quite rarely. And that they're not so dangerous as they seem. And people are usually beautiful, shining, smiling, and very shy. It's a beautiful place to stay over here. But anyway, good and bad are everywhere in the world. And the fact is that the house where I was staying was a beautiful house. But at some point, it was easy to access for other people from the outside. I mean, people could just jump in and get into the house quite easily. So what happened is that at night, one or two thieves came into the house. And I remember that I was still working at 5 o'clock at night, because I'm a night person, and I like to work in the night hours where I can meditate, I can write, and everything is quiet. At some point, I got down to go to get a drink, because there are 24-hour services anyway. I went there, and I saw a door open, and I understood right away, somebody is in over here. And I realized that I got scared at that point, right? Because I don't know what to do. So I closed the door. I went to buy something. When I got back, I just had to rush out. When I got back, I saw my computer, one of my computers, stolen. But that was the computer that I don't usually use, basically. It's just there, and no harm is done, basically. But the problem is that I realized, and I knew that within my voice, my inner voice was telling me, listen, you should move there. You should move. You should move. You should go somewhere else. You should go somewhere else. But I didn't want to go, because the house was perfect. The house was wonderful. And at that point, I decided, okay, it's time to move out. And that happened 2 days before Valentine's Day. Okay? Now, I live with my partner, and what happens is, for some reason, everything happened in a way that Valentine's Day today was the turning point for love, for my social connections, to move into a new life. We moved into a better place right now. And everything was amazing. And today was full of joy, full of change. And it's incredible, because no matter where the moon is, people say, well, you should start new things when moon is new, when you have the new moon. But yesterday, which is today for you in U.S., was the day where this shift happened in a way that is amazing. It's an amazing shift what happened here. And I felt so inspired. And as soon as I stepped here, I said, today, something has changed. And we put so much love and energy behind what we were doing that everything went so smoothly and quickly in an amazing way, because we had the support. As soon as we stepped into the loving energy of that day, we had the support of the world. as soon as I said, please God, send me, because we were trying to find a taxi driver who drove us here, because not everybody, not all taxi drivers would drive in all places around Bangkok. So I asked, please God, send me somebody right now. Before it was almost impossible to find a driver. I said, please God, send me somebody right now who will bring us there very quickly. And after 1 second, somebody, the taxi driver said, yes, okay, I will take you there. And we got to the new apartment very quickly. We had a support from the subconscious power of the world, which is amazing. It was really amazing. So today is a good day for you to plant the seeds of a new life, to plant the seeds of a life that is in tune with your loving energy. And I don't mean that has to be necessarily in the direction of a relationship, but the same things that involve relationships can be transmuted into whatever it is that you want to do in life. And let's remember that relationships are the university of life. Relationships are the university of life, as it is through them that we learn how to relate to the energy of the universe, and this means we understand how to grow and advance in our soul through relationship, because they allow us to put our energy forward and towards something instead of binding us into our own little small cocoon and our own little world when we feel alone. So this is a very important thing. So today is a good day to plant new seeds. And I'm not saying that you have to take great actions towards something, but you have to plant the seed, because the seed is the source from which your new life will grow. And obviously, it's a good day to renew whatever it is that you've been living, to renew in a new, beautiful, and positive way. Renew your love. Okay? You can take a small action toward a turning point that you have been planning for a long time. Today is the day when you can make the turning point to happen. Okay? And I remember today we did that. Today we said, well, at some point we will move to a better place. At some point we will move to a better place. And today it happened. And it was so smooth. We find a new place extremely quickly. And it was just perfect. And I never knew about this place before, because I moved in different places around here. But I never knew about this place. And this is just perfect. Perfect. And I'm so happy about this. And I know that this happened because of the power behind it. Of the power behind it that day. Okay. Yesterday is also a day where we renewed our love in a way that is new and interesting, because we decided to take commitment on new ways of expressing love. And we put that into practice. We planned it and we said, no, we're going to start on St. Valentine, on Valentine Day. And the energy, all the conflict shifted very strongly. You have to try it out yourself, okay? We're going to explain more about this. Stay tuned, okay? Let me give you the numbers again. This is Vincent Sandee with Awareness of the Soul, in case you tune in now. And let me give you the numbers if you want to call. It's 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. For U.S., toll-free. U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. For the direct line, wherever you are in the world, you can call this direct line, dialing the international code for U.S. first, which is 001-530-876-3222. And obviously, if you have Skype, you can just go to call, and then you choose the country, which is U.S., and you can call toll-free. So everything is great. Just call. Or you can write me an email. If you go to my website and go to the contact page, you can write me an email, And my email is livejoy@joycelestial.org. Please keep it short. And I will be very happy to reply to you as quickly as I can. Let's move on with our topic today, which is life advancement on Valentine's Day. Okay? Today, as I was saying, the power of the collective subconscious mind is at your favor. At your favor. Don't cut out. Don't cut yourself out of this energy just because you just broke up with your partner, or because you don't have a partner, or for some reason you think this is a stupid holiday. Because most people say this is a superficial holiday. It's not a deep spiritual holiday. But there is a spiritual side of it, because it is. You know why it is spiritual? Because it is a human holiday. Being really spiritual 100% means being 100% human. And as you are human, when you get to the real humanity within you and not the constructive or whatever you built upon yourself, you are spiritual. And the subconscious mind of everyone is part of the spiritual power of the world. Okay, I'm not saying that it is about religion, but it is spiritual, because the power behind it comes from the spirit, the power of the subconscious that we have, the power of the subconscious that everyone has, comes from spirit, whatever it comes from. What else can it come from? So, it can be a spiritual holiday if you act on that with this consciousness, with this awareness. You can change your life. I mean, it's not such a difficult thing to understand. I'm sure there is a metaphysical side from it, and I'm sure that if you're familiar with this concept, you will understand this. So, the thing that you should do is to bring your action and offer to God those actions while you have in the background whatever is your awareness of this powerful subconscious mind of the world going in one direction. Because the subconscious, okay, is the bridge between your actions and the superconscious connection. So, if the bridge is really powerful and strong, it will be really easy to walk from your daily actions, from your worldly action, to walk the bridge of the subconscious mind into the superconscious connection. And once you have connected tight together these three levels of yourself, a great change can happen. And you just have to try it out, because we are three-dimensional being mainly. Of course, we have much more, but there are three sides, three levels of ourselves, as I always say, that are the conscious level, conscious action, okay, whatever happens today in this world, subconscious power and superconscious connection. Because the subconscious power today is powerful, the bridge is powerful, you can easily start connecting the all dimensional of yourself in one direction. The mind, the subconscious mind, is supporting you incredibly. One pointed direction of all the collective subconscious, all at once, everywhere in the world. And you know, why this is incredibly powerful? Because people, even atheists, might have a partner, might have love. So this is a festivity that is celebrated by all people everywhere around the world, no matter which religion, no matter if they are not religious at all. Everyone will celebrate today this festivity. Everyone will bring a rose to their love. Everyone will do something nice with a loving intention. And let's remember also one thing, that love also needs to be expanded. So this is another good day to go towards cosmic consciousness in this way, because love needs to be expanded. It doesn't have to be just you and your partner or just you and your family. Use this moment, by having the intention to love everyone equally. As you expand this love equally to everyone, as you learn to love everyone equally, if you can recognize the love within yourself in the love of somebody else's, today, as you observe their actions, as you observe what they do, after all, everyone is doing the same thing, isn't it? Everyone is trying to look for a rose. Everyone is trying to do something nice, okay? If you can understand that you could do the same thing also if you were in love, and, you know, if you are in love, if you understand that that love is present equally in everyone, at that point you can start expanding, understanding what is similar within you and everyone else that you see, instead of understanding why you're different. And what happens is that you start to cut the veils, to make the veils fall down of the separation between you and somebody else. And this is the best way to expand yourself, to expand your consciousness, not just through yourself, not just having it in yourself, but through yourself onto others. And when this happens, you are accessing the social way, as Yogananda put it, social way to achieve cosmic consciousness, to love everyone equally, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter what their beliefs are, no matter what their ideals are. Okay, just imagine you yourself watering other people's hearts. And once you understand that you are connected, what is it that you're doing actually? That means simply that you're watering your own heart. If you're all connected by one same power, by watering all hearts, that means you're watering your own heart. And let's remember also that the people that we see around us are the reflection of our own selves, are a mirror of our own reality. So whatever it is in your environment is a part of you. Other things that are not right now in your consciousness, that are not in your environment, are those things that you are not connected to. So whatever it is that we see around us, they are part of our own environment. That means of the atmosphere that we have around ourselves. And that is our aura. That is our aura. So if you start watering with love whatever that you see around you, and today the loving power is really really great, beautiful, and powerful, if you start watering the hearts of everyone, if you start watering with love your own environment, your life will become a beautiful garden, because you're watering yourself. You're watering yourself. And as another person receiving the energy that you're giving them will do the same to somebody else, your consciousness will expand more through that person that is present in your environment. And this connection will grow, because this is an organic connection which is alive and powerful. And today is a great day, because the loving energy at play today is powerful. It will just go very quickly to everywhere. You're still on time to do that. Still on time. You're still on time. You are not just you. You are everyone. Whatever you do to others, you do to yourself. Because at the source of your consciousness, you are with God. And God is with you. God is with the person that is next to you. No matter what is the difference in their points of view, in their ideals, in their subconscious patterns, in their thinking patterns, in the mask they're wearing, don't look at that. Don't look at that. Just learn to see behind. This is the metaphysical way of living, to understand what are the powers that are working behind. And as you understand that, you have access to the great power of the universe, because this is the power that generates what you're seeing, what you're seeing. And the more you understand what you're seeing, the more you become aware. The more you become aware, and the more you become aware, the more you have power over your life, the more you can advance over your, on your life, in your life. So today, which is St. Valentine's Day, is a great day to do all these things, and it is a great day also not to step out of the idea, let's step out of the idea of relationships. Today is a great day to turn into passion and love whatever you're doing in life. How many things are we doing that we don't like? How many things are we doing that we would like to change? But we have to do them because they are part of our daily life. They are part of our responsibilities, right? So, today is a great day to turn into passion and love whatever it is that you're doing in life. No matter what it is. It might be your job. It might be a person that you encounter in the coffee shop every day. Everything. Anything you can think of, you can turn that into passion. And if you put this seed today, if you want to act on this turning point today, what happened is that tomorrow and days after, or even today itself, other death thing will change so that you can see the loving side and the passionate side of what you're doing, or you will just accept it. You will just move beyond your own beliefs, your own blocks that will not allow you to enjoy what you're doing. It's a good day to put the energy of love in anything you're doing in your life. And this is business, habits, the daily routines, dreams, the dreams that you have about your life, to put loving energy there, ideals, your own ideals, that you're facing, the ideas also that you're facing with other people. Other people's ideas that are affecting you, that are trying to affect you today. Beliefs and other kinds of responsibilities. What you can't avoid, remember, it means that what you can't avoid, you can purify because it is purified in the light of love. And the people around you might be directing the love energy in a different way. Doesn't matter. But you can transmute that energy for your own advancement in life. So today is a great day to discover the passion beyond your daily activities. Discover the love beyond whatever you're doing. The love beyond cooking. The love beyond your apartment, business, or whatever it is that you're doing. And let's remember one thing. Love, this energy of love, is the binding force of the universe. Therefore, it's highly magnetic. It's magnetism. Okay? The more you feel this magnetism within you, the more you apply love, the more magnetic you become. The more magnetic you become, the more whatever you think of will come to you, either good or bad. Therefore, it's very important to understand how to use this energy in a loving way. And why not use it? When you put love in what you do, you gain incredible magnetism. This is why people who love what they're doing are highly successful, because love is the magnetic power of the universe that binds things together. Before opportunity comes to them, they know how to go along with people because they love what they're doing. They want really to manifest what they're doing because they love it. And what happens is the opportunity, they will always do something, because love is the binding force of the universe. And if you put that into place with awareness, into your own environment, into your own aura, into your own atmosphere, then that power has to act. So imagine your dreams as the most delightful thing in the world. Whatever your dreams are, imagine them, feel them as the most delightful thing in the world. And as you do that, you will start to put at work the magnetic love force today. Just relax into the loving feeling that whatever you do can be fantastic and beautiful. And if you have negative beliefs about that, if you cannot just do that, accept what it is that is coming. Don't try to hide it. If it's something like negative that you feel, then at that point you can just welcome it with love. And you say, okay, I welcome you. And you feel this feeling that is negative coming up. And then at that point when it's really strong and in front of you, you change it. You say, stop. And when you stop it, you start feeling, I appreciate that. I appreciate whatever it is that you want to appreciate, the other side of the coin, the delightful one, the beautiful one. I appreciate this other side, and I would like this, and I love this, and it's beautiful, and the subconscious power behind you today to do this job is just incredible for love, for the binding force of love. You draw people, remember, you draw people, situations, and friends according to your mental tendencies. That means the mental tendencies, the subconscious patterns that are accumulated in you in this and past lives. But today, you can turn your reality around because the power of the collective subconscious mind of the world is supporting a renewal. Everyone wants to reaffirm the binding love force of the universe today. You see, today is a day where all worries about love are a little bit put aside, because it's the day where you're supposed to give love. And let's remember that the dates like this are come to teach us something. That means that 1 month from now, once you have this feeling of reaffirming the binding love force of the universe, once you register this feeling today, once you imprint it in your consciousness, 1 month from now, you can still connect with it because you have imprinted it. You know, once an awakening happens, even if it's small, you can recall it at any moment in your life, even years from that moment, from when it happened. And especially through meditation. Why through meditation? Because you don't want to connect with it only at an emotional level or at your thinking pattern level, but you want to connect with it at a level that is beyond time and space. Because it happens 1 year ago, 1 month ago, you want to go beyond time and space, and you can connect through that through meditation, because meditation is that art that will make you transcend, that will make you go beyond duality, will make you go beyond time and space. But as you connect in your awareness with that force that you've been aware of, consciously aware of, you can recall and use that force again at any moment. Through meditation, you can come back to this moment today where you have made a turning point in your life using the binding love force, magnetic power of the universe. And you can use this same power in the future when it's not Valentine's Day. Okay? These festivities come to teach us something. Don't just dismiss today's celebrations as something superficial. And because we have to remember that magnetism itself, okay? And this is a new subject. We never explained this before, but today we're going to do it. Magnetism has two facets. One is the attractive side, and the other one is the repulsive side. And the whole universe is maintained in order through its magnetic powers. Okay? It does that through the attractive magnetic forces and through the repulsive magnetic forces, and both are necessary. Because the repulsive force, for example, let me give you just an example of the repulsive force and how it can be necessary. For example, look at the universe and the planets are not colliding because there is some kind of balance between the attractive force that will allow the planet not to go far away from the solar system and the repulsive force that will not allow the planets to collide. So the planets are kept in order and don't collide through the repulsive force. But the attractive force will help them to stay in the solar system. Okay? Because that is the binding force of the universe that unifies. Is that clear? both forces are active at the same time, and there is union in God's consciousness, but still the repulsive and magnetic forces are operating in order to keep creation going. Okay? Let me remind you that you can call online today. And I'm very happy also if you're listening. I know there are lots of listeners. I'm very happy for that. And you can just listen to the radio show. If you want to call anyway, you can just give me a call at US toll-free here online, live, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. US and Canada is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, which is, you can call it from anywhere in the world. It's 001-530-876-3222. Remember, you can go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, which you will receive twice a month, or just sign up for free to the free membership section. And at that point, you will have access to some archives of this radio show, not all of them. Now, there are two over there. I will make this section, the free material section of my website, grow more and more. So just give me some time. But there is plenty of material that you can read, you can listen. There are some audio excerpts from my courses. Just go there and listen to it. It's free. And there are techniques. Everything is, I'm not asking you to buy something else, for example. Just there. Whatever it is there is for free for your own use. Just go there and listen to the technique, so now you can communicate intuitively also with the divine. There's a beautiful technique there that I explain, and this is good. And then there's another one about on meditation, the Hong Sao meditation technique. Just go there, read, listen to the instruction, and just go ahead. Remember, if you're in need for a holiday, I work now with a company called Yoga Traveler, with two L's, and you can go to their website, www.yogatraveler.com, and you can book holidays in Thailand, in a beautiful, beautiful, one of the most beautiful islands in Thailand. Perfect time. Then we give holidays for all the year, during all year, twice a month. So you can choose the best date for you, and these holidays are not expensive at all. But you're really going to energize yourself in these holidays. You're going to just relax, and we're going to develop. We're going to do yoga twice a day, and we're going to develop more and more into something. The retreat organically grows according to the needs of the people who are there. You know, we just move along. And I think it's one of the best experiences possible. I remember when I'd already did this once, now we're starting it again, and it was just a transforming experience. Simple. Nothing extremely special happened. But of course, people who had need maybe might come to me, had a session with me, and then we had our own meditations, and we did some kind of rituals, we did yoga, and at the end, there was so much joy, so much transformation, so much renewal. So just go ahead, YogaTraveler with two L's .com, YogaTraveler.com, and look at prices and dates for Thailand. And let's move on with our subject. Today, as I was saying before, it's not a superficial holiday. Some people think that this holiday is a stupid and superficial holiday. Therefore, they put themselves on the repulsive side of the magnetic force and not on the attractive side. They said, I ain't gonna go out. And what they do is they step out of this power that they could use today, not just for their relationship, but for whatever it is that they're building their lives. Because they use the same power that is at work today, they plant the wrong seed very deeply. The power is powerful, so whatever it is that you're doing, you're using the magnetic force of the universe, and you plant that seed deeply, the repulsive seed deeply. My suggestion is use this power, be aware of this power for your own good, and it will give, whatever seed you put, whatever seed you plant, will give fruits, especially because it is easy to water. If you put the repulsive seed of the magnetic force onto your ground, into your atmosphere, you know, it will be very easy to make it grow. Because It is easy to water a negative belief, okay, in the days that will come after this day, after Valentine's Day. We know that it's easy. It is easy to water a negative belief because the energy within ourselves to experience the world needs to go down and outward through the senses so that we can experience, touch the material objects in front of us, see whatever it is that is happening around us. When the energy goes up, that means that we have to withdraw the energy from the outside world, bring it into the spine and go up. And that is nothing that happens usually because we are here on this planet to experience also this world while keeping our awareness high. But because the energy tends to go outside and down, it is very easy to water a negative belief. Because let's say that this energy going down and outward can be compared or associated to the negative side of living. I'm not saying it's good or bad. Just there are polarities that we have to consider. Okay? So today's message, in truth, is not superficial love, not superficial holiday, is I give love easily. I give love easily. I use the binding force, magnetic power of love easily because there are simple gestures that are beautiful and they are colored with good intentions. And this means that people are sending good energy when they say Happy Valentine to you. They're sending good energy. You can gather that energy within you if you're aware. Your awareness and use it to renew your life using the power, which is tangible today, isn't it? It's everywhere. You see hearts everywhere, roses everywhere. And in order to do that, let's observe the forces that play in our relationships so that you can transmute them for your own advancement. So the many factors for a harmonious relationship are this, and this is taken from Yogananda's teachings, okay? So there is the binding attractive force at play, obviously. Then there is cooperation between two individuals, two or a group of individuals around a common ideal. So ask yourself, what are you pursuing with your partner that ignites passion, interests, and enthusiasm? And transfer this to all of your relationships of any kind. Then there is harmony in common cravings, business, hobbies, initiatives. There must be harmony in these things. Okay, it's not just about how we love each other. It's about you have to test your relationship socially as well, okay? Then we have compliance and conformity of the highest ambitions. There are, what is our idea that we have? What is the idea that we have about what we want to achieve in life? Then we have the conformity of moral ideals. You might want to attain the same thing, but at which price? Moral ideals. Then we need also for a relationship to be harmonious. There must be an understanding and respect of the culture, hereditary traits and habits of the person around you, of the people around you. You might want to have similar tastes for certain things, for the main things that have an influence on both of you. And I'm not talking necessarily about food because everybody has his own taste. Somebody likes it, especially here in Thailand, people eat a lot of spicy food, which I don't eat, but must be tolerance. And, for example, similar tastes on where you live, on what kind of things you would like to have around you. Then there must be the general inclination, general direction of the energy. Whatever you do, whatever you want to do, whatever you feel drawn to go, nice resonance with your partner's behavior and spiritual cravings and inclination as well. So just think about whatever it is that you're doing in your life and trying to transmute all these qualities. Try to imagine how all these qualities could be used for whatever else in your life. There might not be a relationship, whatever it is that you want to achieve. I mean, if you want to achieve, if you have a goal, okay, just think about having around you relationships like this. people around you like this, this feeling operating behind everything you do. And this is a good day to visualize all these factors operating harmoniously and take action on it. So let me point out one thing. Yes, we have to unite the three levels of ourselves, and this is true, because we have the conscious action that we need to put forward, we need to put towards something, and the conscious, that is related to the conscious level of ourselves. Then we have the subconscious level of ourselves, which is in connection with the collective subconscious, the subconscious power. Then we have the superconscious level of ourselves, the superconscious sphere. That is the superconscious connection. That means the connection with the power of the universe that generates opportunities, that generates spiritual enlightenment. And today's actions are not massive. Don't need to be massive because the subconscious power behind is powerful. As you just do a small action and attempt to connect with the awareness that you're doing this because it comes from the universe, the subconscious power, because it's massive, the subconscious power is massive today, will draw magnetically this conscious level of yourself, the conscious sphere and the superconscious sphere in line with it. It has great magnetic power. So this is what to do. After you have brought clarity of what kind of forces are operating today, feel it, sense it, leave it within yourself first, understand it within yourself as you see it. And whatever you see, remember, is your own self, is your own environment. Then at that point, connect with God in whatever way you want through prayer and then listening. It's very important after you pray to listen. Okay, because you want to absorb the response from God. And express your gratitude for such loving energy today. Then do simple actions in conformity with what today is like. Simple actions that express love, that express this energy, but, and this is the difference, okay? But you must do it. You must do it with your intention behind it, with the consciousness that is in conformity with what you know. You don't have to conform to other people's intentions, okay? This is really important. Do simple actions that are in conformity with what people are doing today, but with a different consciousness behind it, with a different intention behind it, the intention that you know. And this is very important because the intention is what directs the energy into a certain direction. So, and remember, this is how the universal energy will work for you and with you. It is that simple. It can be so simple because we need to understand there is a massive amount of magnetic binding love power that is working today at the global collective subconscious level. And this huge power supplements all the rest. As I told you, but as we know, we need to use the three levels or three spheres of ourselves, the conscious action, subconscious power, and superconscious connection. Conscious action, subconscious power, superconscious connection. This means the subconscious power is so huge and magnetic, it will draw magnetically in all the other levels or spheres of yourself as soon as you put them into practice intentionally, even if at a minimum. Obviously, if you have been practicing metaphysical or spiritual techniques, you will probably have already familiarity with all these principles. Therefore, it will come easy for you to do this job. Okay, so but we have to consider another thing which is really important, and then we're going to close with an exercise. We have today the creative energy of the universe operating really at a high level, because the creative energy of the universe is also the creative power that is directly related to relationships and sexual activity. The same creative energy that can generate a body, can build you a different life starting today. And because this energy is in relation to love, this creative power is strong. You can use this power today towards what you want. And remember, this is an encouragement to see to use this power behind what is happening. So my suggestion is whatever happens, whatever festivity it is, whatever celebration it is, use that power that is going on, understand what kind of power is operating, and use it for your own advancement. So now, let's start an exercise that will help you to bring this into manifestation, let's say. But remember that after you do this, you have to connect with this power through conscious action, through the understanding of what's going on around you. Okay? One thing is not enough. You have to push yourself with all your body, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength into something. But today you have easy access because the subconscious mind power is powerful and all the world is going in one direction. Okay, so visualize your life using all the factors that we have explained today. Imagine the binding love force of power operating in your life, no matter if it's in a relationship or whatever it is that you want to achieve, or whatever advancement or turning point you want to manifest. Visualize that. Try to feel it. In relation, use the power that is around you to feel this new turning point. And now sit with your spine straight, as straight as possible, not in an effort way, but try to make it easy. Stay with your spine straight, your muscles relax, don't put effort in it, and breathe deeply. One deep breath and breathe out, and just try to release all muscles. Release, close your eyes and let go. And as you bring your attention upward, gently, as if you're looking at a distance on the top of a mountain, with your awareness centered at the point between the eyebrows, as you open your heart up to the sky, gently bringing your shoulders down and back, gently back. Sit in this posture. Feel yourself totally relaxed, but with your spine straight. Relax your toes, relax your feet, relax your calves, relax your thighs, and breathe out. And relax your pelvis, relax your abdomen and chest, and breathe out. Relax your lower, your middle and upper back. Relax your hands. Rest your hands at the junction between the legs and the abdomen, with your palms pointing upward, and relax your wrists, and relax your forearms and upper arms, and let go. Relax your neck and throat, your neck, your tongue. Keep your mouth closed if possible. Don't have to clench teeth, just relax. Relax, tight. Relax. And as you go deeper and deeper, relax your throat and face and ears. Relax your eyes, feeling your eyes relaxing. The muscles around your eyes relax, and you feel your eyes going down deep into your skull. Relax your forehead and scalp, and relax all of your system as you breathe in and out. Now, we're going to manifest your vision using the binding love force of the universe. But first, let's start with your present reality. And with this loving force, imagine the solid reality around you becoming more soft, more watery like style, and fill that with love. And as it becomes more soft and soft, imagine that you put your willpower now, the fiery willpower within you, to bring this energy up and dissolve it even more into the air. The water, the solid reality that you want to change has become water, and with the power of your intention, is becoming vapor and air. And this air now transmutes itself through your willpower and intention into an atmosphere, feeling the idea of the atmosphere of what was your reality. this atmosphere is subjected to your own willpower, which is at the point between the eyebrows. Your willpower is there, and bring this atmosphere up at the point between the eyebrows and offer it back to the universe, saying, I want to use the magnetic binding force of the universe to attract, to manifest, to turn my reality into something new. And now your willpower draws back to you the new reality through your spiritual eye. Imagine in your mind's eye coming something new, the turning point that you've been waiting for. And you draw that power in. As you breathe in, draw it in, draw it in. And as you relax, that power, once you have absorbed that image, imagine that through your willpower and intention, this image starts to become an atmosphere around you. You're feeling the atmosphere around you. And through this atmosphere, imagine it's becoming solid, a little bit more solid, more present in this world, like air, vapor. This atmosphere becomes the air that is around you, the air that you breathe around you. And open your heart, relaxing your heart, opening up to the sky. This air now is grabbed by your willpower and fiery willpower. Energy becomes energy. This air gets drawn into your reality as energy. So your intention, it is easy to do. It is easy to do. There's no difficulty. It's easy, easily done. Easily done. Your energy draws this atmosphere, this air that you breathe into your system and your reality. This will be the air that you're going to breathe since now on. And transform this energy into a soft, watery reality around you. It's becoming more real, more solid, tangible, soft. And finally, this softness becomes solid more and more into concrete, objective reality. Breathe in and out as your intention. Bring this reality into manifestation, concrete manifestation, solid manifestation. As you breathe in and out, tense your body, breathing in and relax. Again, breathe in, tensing your body, bringing your intention, your attention also back here into this body, to the room around you. And relax. Breathe in without tensing, relaxing. And as you breathe in slowly, open slowly your eyes to bring your attention back into this world and bring the benefit of this meditation back into this world. Thank you for listening. Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandee. I will be here next week, same time, 10 p.m. for U.S., 1 p.m. for Thailand, and on Sunday. But for U.S. will be Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in. Very happy. Thank you. And remember to visit my website, www.joycelestia.com. Don't hesitate to contact me. Thank you so much. See you next time. Goodbye from Vincent Sandee. Awareness of the Soul.